Nuclear weapon, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. http://en.wikipedia.org. A nuclear weapon is a weapon which derives its destructive force from the nuclear reactions of nuclear fission and or fusion. As a result, even a nuclear weapon with a small yield is significantly more powerful than the largest conventional explosives, and a single weapon can be capable of destroying or seriously disabling an entire city. In the history of warfare, nuclear weapons have been used on two occasions, both during the closing days of World War II. The first event occurred on the morning of the 6th of August, 1945, when the United States dropped a uranium gun-type device codenamed Little Boy on the Japanese city of Hiroshima. The second event occurred 3 days later when a plutonium implosion-type device codenamed Fat Man was dropped on the city of Nagasaki. The use of the weapons, which resulted in the immediate deaths of at least 120,000 individuals, mostly civilians, and about twice that number over time, was and remains controversial. Critics charged that they were unnecessary acts of mass killing, while others claimed that they ultimately reduced casualties on both sides by hastening the end of the war. Since that time, nuclear weapons have been detonated on over 2,000 occasions, mostly for testing purposes, chiefly by the following seven countries: the United States, the Soviet Union, France, the United Kingdom, the People's Republic of China, India, and Pakistan. These countries are the declared nuclear powers, with Russia inheriting the weapons of the Soviet Union after its collapse. Various other countries may hold nuclear weapons, but they have never publicly admitted possession, or their claims to possession have not been verified. For example, Israel has modern airborne delivery systems and appears to have an extensive nuclear program. See Israel and Weapons of Mass Destruction. North Korea has recently stated that it has nuclear capabilities, although it has now stated that it will abandon all of its nuclear weapons programs. Ukraine may possess an obsolete Soviet-era nuclear stockpile due to a post-Soviet administrative error, and Iran is believed to be attempting to develop nuclear capabilities. For more information, see List of Countries with Nuclear Weapons. Nuclear weapons in modern times have been used primarily as a method of creating a strategic threat. For example, the worry that North Korea will use nuclear weapons has dominated the relations between the United States and North Korea. Apart from their use as weapons, nuclear explosives have been proposed for various non-military uses. Section 1. Types of Nuclear Weapons. The simplest nuclear weapons derive their energy from nuclear fission. A mass of fissile material is rapidly assembled into a critical mass, in which a chain reaction begins and grows exponentially, releasing tremendous amounts of energy. This is accomplished by rapidly creating supercriticality, either by shooting one piece of subcritical material into another, or compressing a subcritical mass. A major challenge in all nuclear weapons designs is ensuring that a significant fraction of the fuel is consumed before the weapon destroys itself. These are colloquially known as atomic bombs. More advanced nuclear weapons also contain a nuclear fission device, but the energy is used to trigger nuclear fusion, releasing even more energy. In such a weapon, the X-ray thermal radiation from a nuclear fission explosion is used to heat and compress a capsule of tritium, deuterium, or lithium, in which fusion occurs. These weapons, commonly known as hydrogen bombs, can be many hundreds of times more powerful than fission weapons. The so-called Teller-Ulam design is thought to be applied for megaton-range thermonuclear weapons. More exotic nuclear weapons also exist, designed for special purposes. The detonation of a nuclear weapon is accompanied by a blast of neutron radiation. Surrounding a nuclear weapon with suitable materials, such as cobalt or gold, creates a weapon known as a salted bomb. This device can produce exceptionally large quantities of radioactive contamination. A nuclear weapon may also be designed to permit as many neutrons as possible to escape. Such a weapon is called a neutron bomb. Section 2. Effects of a nuclear explosion. The energy released from a nuclear weapon comes in four primary categories: blast, thermal radiation, link, ionizing radiation, link, residual radiation, see fallout, link. The amount of energy released in each form depends on the design of the weapon and the environment in which it is detonated. The residual radiation of fallout is a delayed release of energy, while the other three forms of energy release occur immediately. The damage from each of the three initial forms of energy release differs with the size or yield, see below, of the weapon. Thermal radiation drops off the slowest with the distance, so the larger the weapon, the more significant the impact of this effect. Ionizing radiation is strongly absorbed by air, so it is only dangerous by itself for smaller weapons. Blast damage falls off more quickly than thermal radiation, but more slowly than ionizing radiation. The energy released by a nuclear weapon is generally measured by the explosive power of an equivalent amount of TNT, known as the weapon's yield. The yields of nuclear weapons may be rated as equivalent to several kilotons or megatons of TNT. The first fission weapons had yields measurable in the tens of kilotons, while the largest practical hydrogen bombs had yields around 10 megatons. In practice, nuclear weapon yields will vary significantly, from fractional kiloton weapons designed for tactical use on the battlefield, for example the man-portable Davy Crockett Link warheads developed by the United States, to the record Tsar Bomba created by the Soviet Union, which had a theoretical maximum design yield of around 100 megatons. Although a nuclear weapon is capable of causing the same destruction as conventional explosives through the effects of blast and thermal radiation, it does so by releasing much larger amounts of energy in a much shorter period of time. Most of the damage caused by nuclear weapons is not directly related to the nuclear process of energy release, and would be present for any explosion of the same magnitude. In human terms, nuclear weapons are enormously destructive. A weapon with a 10 megaton yield can destroy most of the buildings of a modern city, while a weapon with a 100 megaton yield, although the deployment of such a weapon would be considered impractical, would set wooden structures and forests alight up to 60 to 100 miles, or 100 to 160 kilometers, from ground zero, Link. A nuclear weapon detonated in the upper atmosphere will also generate an EMP pulse, Link, which can disrupt or disable electronic communications and instruments over a wide area, causing more difficulties for those to survive the effects of a detonation. Concerns over the health and environmental effects of nuclear testing led to the passing of the Partial Test Ban Treaty, Link, in 1963, which prohibited atmospheric, above ground, underwater, or outer space nuclear tests. Underground testing continued, however. Since most of the effects of nuclear weapons are blast, thermal, or fallout, well-known civil defense, Link, efforts could greatly reduce the total loss of life in a nuclear war. Section 3, Nuclear Strategy. Nuclear warfare strategy are ways for either fighting or avoiding a nuclear war. The policy of trying to ward off a potential attack by a nuclear weapon from another country by threatening nuclear retaliation is known as the strategy of nuclear deterrence, Link. The goal in deterrence is to always maintain a second strike status, the ability to respond to a nuclear attack against your country with a nuclear attack of your own. During the Cold War, theorists used game theory to work out models of what sorts of policies could prevent one from ever being attacked by a nuclear weapon. However, many critics have noted that there could be many exceptions to this in practice, and if an attack ever was truly made, then many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, would lose their lives as a result. Additionally, the presence of nuclear weapons by one country can spur nuclear proliferation in countries who feel threatened by them and look to deterrence, which requires a nuclear weapon in the first place, as the only solution. Sometimes this theory has been called mutual assured destruction, Link. Weapons which are designed to threaten large populations or to generally deter attacks are known as strategic weapons. Weapons which are designed to actually be used on a battlefield in military situations are known as tactical weapons. Different forms of nuclear weapons delivery, see below, allow for different types of nuclear strategy, primarily by making it difficult to defend against them and difficult to launch a preemptive strike against them. Sometimes this has meant keeping the weapons' locations hidden, such as putting them on submarines or train cars, whose locations are very hard for the enemy to track, and other times this means burying them in hardened bunkers. Other responses have included attempts to make it seem likely that the country could survive a nuclear attack by using missile defense, to destroy the missiles before they land, or by means of civil defense, using early warning systems to evacuate citizens to a safe area before an attack. Section 4, Weapons Delivery. Nuclear weapons delivery, the technology and systems used to bring a nuclear weapon to its target, is an important aspect of nuclear weapons relating both to nuclear weapon design and nuclear strategy. Historically, the first method of delivery, and the method used in the two nuclear weapons actually used in warfare, is as a gravity bomb, dropped from bomber aircraft. This method is usually the first developed by countries, as it does not replace many restrictions on the size of the weapon, and weapon miniaturization is something which requires considerable weapons design knowledge. It does, however, limit the range of the attack, response time to an impending attack, and number of weapons which can be fielded at any given time. More preferable from a strategic point of view are nuclear weapons mounted onto a missile, which can use a ballistic trajectory to deliver a warhead over the horizon. While even short-range missiles allow for a faster and less vulnerable attack, the development of ICBMs, Link, and SLBMs, Link, has allowed some nations to plausibly deliver new missiles anywhere in the globe with a high likelihood of success. More advanced systems, such as the Multiple Independently Targetable Reentry Vehicles, MIRVs, allow multiple warheads to be launched at a number of targets from any one missile, reducing the chance of any successful missile defense, Link. Today, missiles are by far the most common among systems designed for delivery of nuclear weapons. To make a warhead small enough to fit onto a missile, though, can be a difficult task. Tactical weapons, see above, have evolved the most variety of delivery types, including not only gravity bombs and missiles, but also artillery shells, landmines, and nuclear depth charges, and torpedoes for anti-submarine warfare. An atomic mortar was also tested at one time by the United States. Small two-man portable tactical weapons, erroneously referred to as suitcase bombs, such as the Special Atomic Demolition Munition, Link, have been developed, although the difficulty to combine sufficient yield with portability limits their military utility. Section 5. History. The first nuclear weapons were created by the United States, with assistance from the United Kingdom, during World War II, as part of the Top Secret Manhattan Project, Link. While the first weapons were developed primarily out of fear that Nazi Germany would first develop them, they were eventually used against the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August 1945. The Soviet Union developed and tested their first nuclear weapon in 1949, based partially on information obtained from Soviet espionage in the United States. Both the USA and USSR would go on to develop weapons powered by nuclear fusion, hydrogen bombs, by the mid-1950s. With the invention of reliable rocketry during the 1960s, it became possible for nuclear weapons to be delivered anywhere in the world on a very short notice. And the two Cold War superpowers adopted a strategy of deterrence to maintain a shaky peace. Nuclear weapons were symbols of military and national power, and nuclear testing was often used both to test new designs as well as to send political messages. Other nations also developed nuclear weapons during this time, including the United Kingdom, France, and China. These five members of the nuclear club agreed to attempt to limit the spread of nuclear proliferation to other nations, though at least three other countries, India, South Africa, Pakistan, and most likely Israel, developed nuclear arms during this time. At the end of the Cold War in the early 1990s, the Russian Federation inherited the weapons of the former USSR, but along with the USA, pledged to reduce their stockpile for increased international safety. Nuclear proliferation has continued, however, with Pakistan testing their first weapons in 1998 and the state of North Korea claiming to have developed nuclear weapons in 2004. Nuclear weapons have been at the heart of many national and international political disputes, and have played a major part in popular culture since their dramatic public debut in the 1940s, and have usually symbolized the ultimate ability of mankind to utilize the strength of nature for destruction. There have been at least four major false alarms, the most recent in 1995, that almost resulted in the US or USSR / Russia launching its weapons in retaliation for a supposed attack. Additionally, during the Cold War, the US and USSR came close to nuclear warfare a number of times, most notably during the Cuban Missile Crisis. As of 2005, there are estimated to be at least 29,000 nuclear weapons held by at least seven countries, though 96% of these are in possession of just two, the United States and the Russian Federation. This concludes the article. For more information, please see the links listed below. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.